Okay, councillors, let's continue with our meeting. Item 13.3, results of the Local Government Community Satisfaction Survey 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Gowling. Councillor Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I rise to speak on the community satisfaction survey that happens every year, and every year it tells us a lot of things about what the community wants and what it sees that we're not doing well. So I'm very happy to stand here and say that Manningham's performance in the annual community satisfaction survey result has remained stable. Now, the word reasonably stable is before me, which is a little bit confusing, because if someone is reasonably stable, I'm usually worried. But as this is a satisfaction report, I'm not going to be too concerned, except that I'm glad that the organisation is able to look at the things that have shifted in a way that is not satisfactory to the people, and that we are able to address those things. So though our satisfaction survey is higher than the statewide average in most surveys, most areas, our records of overall performance index score of a 65, which is one index point lower than the metro group and six index points higher than the statewide result. Through the survey, council receives valued feedback about our performance and some insights into ways to provide improved and more effective services. So I do enjoy reading through these surveys to see what the community is wanting and not wanting. And one of the things that were mentioned was already by our Mr. Mayor about through the budget was about our Manningham roads, and we continue to have it as one of the highest priorities, with doubling our funding for the investment of the 2000 and since 2012 till now. Our renewing project for our curbs and channeling and footpaths and signage has gone up considerably. Council will be reviewing how it communicates with residents and ratepayers. This will include more opportunities for showcasing community achievements and key community organisations through Council's mainstream communication channels, and improving more direct communication with the Manningham community. And I am so looking forward to that, and I just thank our organisation and the staff and the leaders to be able to help the Manningham community to be able to have better and more direct communication, that we're not seen as the castle on the hill, that we are an organisation that works for its citizens and has the citizens forefront in its mind. And across the council, we're also continue to invest, obviously, in our footpaths and walking tracks, which have been a great push for our mayor and a number of others, with our shared bicycle paths and our construction. And while council is performing very well in the area of waste services, we have continued to work hard to provide a more cost-effective service requiring less maintenance and further efforts to divert more waste from landfill. And as everybody knows, I have one of those as one of my greatest passions. The less we put in landfill, the happier we'll be able to be. And watching what is happening throughout the industry and going on those tours is definitely something that I do enjoy doing, that the government and industry is working together. And I thank this organisation for being in the forefront of that. And likewise, while Council is performing very well in the area of customer service, we'll be making substantial investments in how we can improve the speed and ease with which to resolve customer inquiries and general service delivery much more efficiently and effectively. The annual survey also provides Council with a means to fulfil a number of statutory reporting requirements and acts as a feedback mechanism to Local Government Victoria, which obviously is an essential part of ensuring that we're not just a standalone organisation, and that we are working within the local government areas throughout Melbourne and Victoria. So I ask that you all support this survey, and that each and every one of us remember that none of us can do it alone, and this is about working together. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Haynes. Councillor Goldman.
Just quickly, because Councillor Haynes mentioned most of it, I just found it a bit disappointing that we actually did manage to get one index point lower than the metro group. I would have assumed that we would have been a lot better than most, But, you know, I suppose that's all relevant to which end you're looking at. I think we could probably improve in how we communicate what we actually do, because I think we do a lot more and we do it more efficiently than what I think the public are actually aware of. So I think just keep doing what we're doing and try and do it better, which I know is under the watchful eye of our CEO. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. I have a speaker against the motion. In that case, I'll put the motion. Those for, against, carried. Item 13.4, proposed sale of part of the discontinued right-of-way at rear of 25 and 27 Queens Avenue, Doncaster, post-statutory advertising. Do I have a mover for
this? I'll move that one, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor O'Brien.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes.
Nothing to add.
Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for, against, carried. I would like to remind people in the gallery that we'll be clearing the questions box shortly. Please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I would also stress that I'll deal with a maximum of two questions per person. If you have more than two questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the council through the normal channels. Item 14, Chief Executive Officer. 14.1, local... Excuse me, I didn't make it. 14.1, local government performance reporting materiality threshold. Do I have a mover for this particular item? Councillor Downing.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Galbally. I did it again. I'm very sorry, Councillor Downing. I don't know why I did that. Councillor Downing, please.
Nothing to add.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Kleinert. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for, against, carried. Item 14.2, appointment of independent member to the Audit Committee. Do I have a mover? Councillor Haynes.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Goff. Councillor Haynes.
Just to add that the Council recommendation be adopted that it appoints Ms. Teresa Glab as an independent member of the Audit Committee for the period of 1st of July 2016 to the 31st of August 2019. And I'm aware that there were a number of applicants and it was quite a good field, and I'm looking forward to working with her. But anyone that knows the Audit Committee isn't an interesting thing to be on. And let's just enjoy this new person.
It's all mathematics.
7:30 in the morning, it's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Goff.
No.
Do I have a speaker against?
You're not
gonna
I'll
put the
excited.
Motion. Those four. Against. Carried. 14.3, record of Assembly of Councillors, June 2016. Do I have a mover? Councillor Downing.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you, Councillor Downing. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos. Councillor Downing.
No.
Thank you. Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for, against, carried. Item 14.4, documents for sealing, 28th of June 2016. Do I have a mover?
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor O'Brien. Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Kleiner. Do I have a speaker against? I'll put the motion. Those for, against, carried. Item 15, urgent business reports. Mr. CEO.
Mr. Mayor, there are no urgent business
Thank
reports.
You, sir. Item 16, notices of motion. 16.1, notice of motion by Jim Griffith-Christopoulos. That's notice of motion number 3-2016.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move an amendment to the motion. I'd like to remove the words without interference from unions. So the motion to read, motion of support by council for our CFA volunteers and staff in Wonga Park CFA, Warrandyte CFA, and South Warrandyte CFA to continue to serve our community in a manner that allows the CFA ability to make its own decisions affecting its members and volunteers.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder for that particular motion?
I'll move that, Mr. Mayor. I'll second that.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Griffith Christopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, this motion is about showing your support to our CFA volunteer groups. Wonga Park, Warrandyte and South Warrandyte CFA, who are currently undergoing some unknown changes in their operations. As a volunteer base, their ability to continue as one in supporting the community is undergoing a major change, and this will have an effect on the Manningham community as well as the community as a whole. They are a volunteer group, and they should remain a volunteer group. As a whole, the CFA are concerned that too much power over its operational decision-making process will be given to a third party, and this will also contravene its volunteer charter. We don't want to jeopardise volunteerism with unsatisfactory regulation. They know their jobs, they know what is required to do, and they don't need changes to the EBA or third parties telling them how to fight their fires. Just remember the fires as recently as 2014, specifically February 9, where Warrandyte lost four houses, and yet we're still feeling the effects. Where would our community be if these changes were put in place during those fires? Yeah. A motion of support from this council should show that the CFA should be left alone to make their own decisions and allow them to serve our community in the best way they know possible. But also, let's not forget the extraordinary and valued members of our volunteer groups from the MFB, the SES and St John's. Are they going to be targeted next? So I urge you all to support my motion and help keep third-party hands off our emergency volunteers.
Thank you, Councillor Griffith Christopoulos. Councillor O'Brien.
Just to commend my fellow council for bringing this motion forward. No other comment.
Thank you, Councillor O'Brien. Do I have a speaker against the motion? Councillor Downey.
I'm a bit either way. In the time that I've been a councillor, I've worked very closely with our emergency services and the MEMP, and very closely with our CFA volunteers. And I have the utmost respect for them. We are experiencing some changes in Manningham in that we are now going to have our South Warrandyte Brigade, which will have permanent staff members. They will have four staff members, and this is going to benefit the whole of our community. And it will mean that those four staff members have to be out of the station within 90 seconds of the alarm going off. So that will benefit our community. The volunteers will still be able to work. They can get on the same tracks as permanent staff. They can go out and do their job just as they do it now. So I'm a bit conflicted because while I support the work of the CFA and our other emergency services, I think that they are working well. There were some changes that needed to be made at the top with the CFA. Fiscal is a glaring example where there were a lot of mistakes made and something did need to be done. So I'm really not sure. Well, I want to echo to my CFA brigades that I totally support them, but I'm not sure that I support the final bit of that motion.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have another speaker for the motion? Councillor Galbally.
Thank you. As a councillor and a resident of the Mulla Mulla Ward, nearly half of Manningham actually sits in the bushfire prone area. We rely quite heavily on our CFA, both its members and its volunteers. They not only protect us from the bushfires, although that's what is the main thing people tend to look at them as, they're usually the first ones at a road accident, which I've actually had one very close by to me. My husband was the first one where this car just rolled down at the bend about 100 metres from our home. And the first people after my husband after he called 000, was the CFA. And it was the CFA who did the first aid. They're the ones that did the first hands-on and allayed my husband's concerns for the driver of this vehicle. They're also there, and they're the first ones that rescue our animals and, whenever they get in diabolical situations. So, they're more than firefighters. They are services to all community at all emergency times. And as a Manningham resident, especially being in the Mulla Mulla area, we respect them highly. And we actually are very grateful for them and for what they do. And when they are faced with opposition, as they are at the moment, for their reasons, an opposition to how they're doing their business, my support goes to the CFA because they know what they're doing, they know what they need, and I just hope that they get listened to. And I don't want to sound political at all. I don't want council to ever be political. This is a social issue, the way I see it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have any other speakers against the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I don't know whether we could work out an amendment to this particular motion. It really says nothing in that we support these groups and allows a group to make their own decisions affecting its members and volunteers. Well, I'm happy that we make an apolitical statement on behalf of Manningham supporting volunteerism across organisations and support the concept of volunteering in those organisations and encourage, I suppose, governments or whatever to ensure that volunteers are kept in mind when running those organisations. But again, like the motion last month, Mr. Mayor, that started to get into a political feel, I think it probably still does when we're singling it out here, because the CFA is made up of not just volunteers. The CFA is made up of full-time firefighters and volunteers. And it's a bit deeper and a bit more involved than a simple thing. And I just wonder the wisdom sometimes of council trying to create motions in this particular area. So I don't know whether the mover and seconder could take on that that council supports organisations using volunteers such as the SES, Red Cross, and organisations such as SES, Red Cross, and CFA, and right to members of parliament in the area to, get them to think about ensuring that anything that is done does not affect the level of volunteering. And I think if we do something like that, we're getting out of it. But even with this, the CFA does have the ability to make decisions affecting its members, and they're making the decisions. The CFA is sort of... Look, we're getting into an area that I don't know that we should be getting into as a council. And that's just like the last time, with a motion that came up last time, was an area that we shouldn't be getting into.
Thank you, Councillor. Unfortunately, I'm not sure that your proposed amendment actually stays in the context of the motion that's before us,
probably,
and as such,
doesn't.
It doesn't really suit being an amendment to the motion. Do I have any other speakers?
Can you get rid of?
Or the motion? Councillors, I wish to speak on the motion. Councillors, I'm certain that our council supports our CFA. I'm certain that we are unanimous in our support for our local CFA units. But I'm certain that I personally am not familiar enough with the issues that are being debated amongst our state leaders at the moment regarding the CFA and the MFB. I know I'm certainly not well enough informed to cast an opinion one way or the other on those issues. And I suspect we as a council are not. Now, there's been some views expressed in the speeches tonight that address some of those political issues, but we're not passing a motion upon the views that are expressed in the speeches. We're passing the motion that are written in the words in front of us. That's it. That's all we're doing. If we're just passing a motion in support of these words, I understand it. But, councillors, what I'd like to do is propose an amendment. I would like to propose an amendment that strikes out everything after the word community in the second sentence.
Yes.
So that
yes.
The motion becomes a motion of support by council for yes. our CFA volunteers and staff in Wonga Park CFA, Warrandyte CFA and South Warrandyte for CFA to continue to serve our community.
I'll second that, Mr. Mayor.
So I'm proposing that as amendment, councillors.
I'll second.
So, do you agree with that amendment, Councillor Griffith Christopoulos?
I'll agree with that.
And the seconder?
Ah, yes, it's fine, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. So, that amendment has been accepted by the mover and seconder, and it now becomes the sustained motion. Just for clarity, Jim, Councillor Griffith Christopoulos, if you could just read the motion as the mover. Appreciate it.
So the amended motion would be the motion of support by council for our motion of support by council for our CFA volunteers and staff in Wonga Park CFA, Warrandyte CFA and South Warrandyte CFA to continue to serve our community.
Councillors, that's now the substantive motion. I will put that motion. Those for?
Now.
Against? Harry. Thank you, councillors.